Hey, 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 it's your girl, just call me J. Nicole. And this bookcast is about none other than why, yours truly. But most importantly, it's about life with my bookends. So who are or what are my bookends, you may ask? They're my wonderfully talented two sons, also known as my heart and my heartbeat. Without them, life just was incomplete. And I know a lot of people are like, but one of the biggest things that I desired in life was to become a mother. And at 18, I was told that there was a slim to none chance that that would even happen. So when God bestowed them upon me, they made my life complete. And they hold me upright. They give me perspective on what life is and what I should be doing in life. They actually give me purpose each and every day. And because of them, I now have this podcast to share with you the day in the life of the Walkers, but more specifically, the day in the life of Just Call Me J. Nicole and life with my bookends. Hey, 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 it's your girl, Just Call Me J. Nicole, and I'm back with another episode. So with everything that's going on in the world, I felt like it was necessary for me to have this conversation with you guys. So in a continuation of the evolution of relationships, I want to talk about the relationship that the world has with us Blacks. This past week has been an extremely emotional one. As you guys know, I'm studying for my doctorate, and I've actually gotten so far behind in my doctoral work because mentally I was not in a mindset to focus on the crap that they wanted me to focus on. And I call it crap because it's textbook stuff that from one generation to the next, I do not feel has evolved. Much like what I was made to teach children last year in Georgia history. While we as people of color, and I hate to use that word because we're all colors, white is a color, black is a color, brown is a color, right? So forth and so on. But as a black woman, I was taught the same stuff that was in the textbook that I was teaching my students 30 plus years later. But as a people, we had evolved. Blacks have changed. Things have happened. More history has been made by us than what has been printed. And no, it's not to discredit any of the information that is in our textbooks, but in order for kids, where I have learned and what I have learned, in order for kids to actually grasp the content, it has to be relatable and relevant. If you have been taught about Harriet Tubman, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, so forth and so on, since you entered a public school setting or even a private school setting, to hear about it one more year, it's just like wah, 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 wah. Enter Charlie Brown's teacher. But I feel like from everything that has happened recently, it's been more of an eye-awakening experience that the world embraces our culture, the parts of our culture that benefits them most. And so the changes that have been made that have been great beyond civil rights, not so much have been included in our textbooks. So our kids are not learning how things have evolved. They're learning about those staples that created change, but nothing since then. I relied on my own research skills to come up with additional information to give my kids so that it became a more relevant material. One of the things that I did was find a documentary that just so happened to be about the state of Georgia, which we live and which I'm teaching. This documentary showed that there was a county here in Georgia that up until 2010, way past the years of being segregated, continue to have segregated proms. And just segregated proms. They went to school, interacted with one another, had sports and everything where they commingled and learned with multiple ethnicities. But for whatever, when it came to prom, they were like, ah. How is it that in a world that is so very diverse and so heavily blended with different kinds of cultures and ethnicities and even religious practices, there are still areas, people, groups that have not evolved to love and embrace and respect Blacks? Why is it that we have evolved to say, okay, well, even though I'm not Black, I like Black music? Because, you know, that's a thing. Black music is no longer just rap music, because anytime someone hears a rap lyric, they automatically have a certain type of person in mind, and it does not equate to someone that looks like anyone other than a Black person. Why is it that when it comes to particular clothing, it's a Black type of style, it's a Black swag, but it's something that we Blacks, we have definitely created, but it's being embraced in other cultures, ethnicities, and such. They can rock our music, duplicate our music, duplicate our hairstyles, our hair texture, our look, our body makeup, our clothes, everything, but they are not willing to accept us as a people. Instead, we are still being looked at with clutched pearls, clutched purses, doorknobs being smacked down so that the doors can be locked. We are looked at as, why are you here? You could not possibly afford to live here, buy that car, have that type of watch, look the way that you look, because Blacks don't fit that particular style, that particular household type of environment, that type of neighborhood. It's as if we are still living in slave day mentality. That we have not evolved to have jobs where we make good money and can live in the types of neighborhoods that others live in. Like, we can't afford to purchase cars that are a particular price point. That we don't know how to dress if it's not within that hip hop street type of swag. That we cannot speak in a diction that sounds, as people like to call it, white. Because we articulate and enunciate our words. That we sound educated and we're not talking as if my grandmother would say slop jaw. Why is it that in a world that has so evolved in so many... Hey, it's your girl, Just Call Me J. Nicole. And I just had to interrupt for just a moment because one of my good girlfriends put me on to something that she's been making and I had no clue. So your girl, yours truly, is pescatarian. That means that I'm a vegan who eats fish or seafood, but that's pretty much it in a nutshell. But she knows that I'm always searching and shopping for things that are vegan friendly. And guess what? She also knows that I'm a stickler about my smile. I don't want to be opening up this mouth and it be looking all jacked up, right? So she's created a wonderful teeth whitening solution that's all natural and vegan. It has turmeric, coconut oil, and peppermint oil. So, ooh, your girl's about to be on point. So go ahead, when you finish with the podcast, hop over to IG and go follow beautiful_love_CO and tell your girl sent you. Peace and blessings. And now back to our regular scheduled program. Ways has yet to evolve to embrace, to love and respect us Blacks. The relationship between the world and Blacks continues to never evolve in the way that it should. Little black boys, little black girls, mothers and fathers of those little black boys and little black girls should not be fearful to allow their children to play in the front yards of their homes, the backyards of their homes, to just be in the world. As a mother of not just one, but two black boys, my fear grows daily that someone in my neighborhood would disregard the fact that they could possibly live here and they didn't catch the bus over here. Because first and foremost, we don't even have buses in my area. That is not possible for my black son, who is a professional athlete, can afford to live in the neighborhood that we're in and be willing to draw a gun on him. Will be willing to call 911 and harass them and say, hey, there is an African-American man and he's threatening my life, when all he is doing is living in his own space. Or as Mr. Aubrey did just a couple of months ago, running in a neighborhood. My son runs daily. And to think that, again, he could be running in his own neighborhood and someone just decides that, oh, it's hunting season on young black men. As a black mother, I should not have to live in that type of fear. I should be allowed the same level of security within my home, my neighborhood, my area where I pay taxes and I am a law-abiding citizen in the neighborhood and community that I work, piping as much information into your kids on the level of that they can reach, because I don't look at your kid as a just any kid. I look at your kid for who he or she is. I should be able to live with that type of confidence and security that everyone else around me is going to look at my son for who he really is and not for the fact that he is a black young adult. More specifically, male. It is definitely open season on us. And I made this big, huge speech on social media recently that said, we need to talk about this. We need to talk about rioting and looting. No, I do not think that it is the answer, but I do understand that we as blacks have tried to have conversations with you guys. And I hate to say you guys, but with the world, in an intellectual manner and mindset and platform, and it has fallen on deaf ears. So now we have to be that ghetto, as you guys may want to call it, that uneducated, as some people may want to say it, type of people, where we start having two-year-old temper tantrums, rioting and looting, shouting and marching. Because in the past, and they say history repeats itself, these are the same actions that actually created additional actions that were more favorable for us. So the world has not evolved to embrace, respect, and love blacks. Instead, we're on a hamster wheel of a relationship with the world where nothing has changed, nothing has evolved. We think that because we've gone around one big loop on this hamster wheel that things have changed. We're thinking that if we run fast enough on this hamster wheel, and the fact that, oh, when we looped around one time, we had a black president. When we looped around another time, way back when, we had schools that went from being segregated to integrated. We think that, whoa, we went around one time and they freed slaves. We think, we went around again and something else changed. Nothing has changed to develop an evolving relationship with the world as blacks have been concerned. Instead, we go around and around, and every so many years, they give us a little something. A little something to make us happy, to keep us quiet and in our place. And then it does just that. But in a world of technology, what has begun to happen is some people start being a little savvy with their devices and have started recording the very things that have happened before my father was born, before his father was born, before his father's father was born, and it's still happening now. We still have hate crimes that people will not label as hate crimes. We still have people out here who blatantly kill blacks in any form or fashion simply because they're blacks. Where is the evolution of the relationships with blacks and the world? When is it going to truly evolve to be a relationship of true love and acceptance? A relationship that shows that they value us blacks as much as we value the world. We rally behind everyone. We rally behind everyone. And yet when it's our turn, crickets. We do have to realize that in order for us to see change, there has to be evolution within those relationships. Those who said they are for us and who stand with us, you have to join us in this fight. And not sit quietly. And I don't mean that you need to go out and ride with us and picket and march. But it's already been shown time and time again that your voices can be heard far sooner than they can hear ours. Write to your politicians. Learn how to be advocates and lobbyists where it counts most. If you feel compelled to lobby and march and riot, do your thing. But first and foremost, what you need to do is let us know that you stand with us. And then when things start to evolve and change, we'll know that you were part of the solution and not a part of the problem. And that, my dear, is exactly how you start the evolution of the relationships between blacks and the world. As we move forward, I pray daily that we will gradually see change in the right direction, that my generation and my kids' generation will see the evolution of relationships between blacks and the world, and we will start to see that we are being viewed as equals. We're being viewed and valued as human beings. As the people that we are, we're not asking that you go out of your way to do something that we should already have. We're asking something that everyone else has and should include us. Y'all be blessed and stay safe. Peace and blessings. Hey guys, hey, thank you so much for tuning in and listening into this week's episode. As I've already said, I truly, truly appreciate you guys for just being here and listening to the sound of my voice. As always, please stay connected with me. Make sure you're following me so that you can get the latest and the greatest episodes that I drop every Wednesday for you. Just you. Yes, yes, you. And make sure you're connecting with me on all of my social media platforms. I'm on IG and Twitter, as well as Facebook. On Facebook and IG, I'm on there as Just Call Me J. Nicole, and that's JustCallMe, the letter J, Nicole. And on Twitter, yeah, they just wouldn't let me be great. So there I am, Call Me J. Nicole. And again, that's CallMe, the letter J, Nicole. And thanks again so very much
from my heart to your ears for taking the time to listen to me. And until next Wednesday, be blessed and stay safe out there.